From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The New England Patriots of American-style professional football made sports history late Sunday, overcoming a 28-3 deficit to defeat the Atlanta Falcons 34-28 in the 51st Super Bowl in Houston, the championship game's first ever overtime win. It is New England's fifth Super Bowl victory under the leadership of quarterback Tom Brady. President Donald Trump, in a broadcast interview that aired Sunday, said he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin because he's leader of a country, although that doesn't mean he'll get along with him. Speaking with Fox News' Bill O'Reilly, Mr. Trump said he hopes to get along with him in the fight against Islamic State.
Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though.
Putin's a killer. A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
University of Denver Russia analyst Jonathan Edelman calls that an odd statement.
Russia does not have a democratic regime. And secondly, a number of people have been killed. Since it happened in Russia, we aren't able to investigate that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he doesn't think there's any equivalency between the U.S. and Russia. Mr. Trump and the Russian leader spoke by phone Saturday in what the White House described as a significant start to improving the relationship between the U.S. and Russia in need of repair. Hundreds of migrants were plucked from the waters of the Mediterranean this weekend by the Italian Coast Guard, an unusually high number during winter months. Max Avis, a rescue team coordinator.
So we've just done 7 rescues in about 2 days, and it was pretty tough conditions. We started, I think, at about 3 o'clock in the morning and worked basically the whole way through, and ended the next day probably about 3 in the afternoon.
According to the Italian Coast Guard, 4,500 migrants trying to get to Europe have been brought to safety to Italy since Wednesday. This is VOA News. President Trump tweeted Sunday, if something happens, blame the judge who blocked his temporary restriction on immigration travel from 7 countries. Mr. Trump said he just cannot believe a judge will put the country in such peril. A federal judge temporarily blocked the president's executive order halting travel to the U.S. by refugees and others from 7 countries that include Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. A federal appeals court rejected the administration's demand to reinstate the order right away. The case could wind up in the Supreme Court. Vice President Mike Pence defended the president's action on U.S. television.
It was not done hastily. The reality is there are people around the globe who have inspired violence here in the homeland. We just saw in the basement of the Louvre, a machete-wielding terrorist from Egypt that came into that country. I mean, the American people know that the threats that we face are real.
Pence said he's confident the administration will prevail in the case, but Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar questioned the order.
There is a difference between being bold and being rash. And when you put out an order that basically suspends the refugee program, not just in those countries, but in every country in the world, when you put out an order that you have not worked with businesses or with your professionals in the security area when you've done it, I don't think it's a surprise there's going to be court challenges.
Since the judge's decision, travelers with valid visas have been allowed to come to the U.S. Although fighting eased in eastern Ukraine, many people continue fleeing the government-held town of Avivka Sunday following intense shelling by pro-Russian separatists. Town resident Natalia Voronina said she hopes to return someday, but for now there's no electricity or water. More than 30 people have been killed in the past week. Romania's embattled Social Democratic government Sunday officially repealed a decree which decriminalized some official misconduct following large protests, the largest since the fall of communism in 1989. Protester Luciana Munteanu also demanded the government itself resign.
It's not enough.
Yeah, that's fine.
They have to go. They have to go because they show what they can do, right? We don't trust him anymore, this government. So they have to go to make sure this is not going to happen again, never forever.
Critics have voiced concerns the decree would allow corrupt politicians to be freed and encourage others to steal while in office. It's come under European Union criticism. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Sunday called on Iran not to test the resolve of the Trump administration after imposing new sanctions on Tehran following a ballistic missile test. Defense Secretary James Mattis last week declared Iran the single biggest state sponsor of terrorism. Turkish police detained hundreds of suspected Islamic State militants in anti-terror raids across several provinces, the action coming a month after the IS group claimed responsibility for an attack at an Istanbul nightclub that killed 39. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.